This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey everyone, Trevor here again. This week I've been able to get back to a lot of the business scene, and that's allowed me to see a lot of different things and different possibilities. So I'll start with some smaller things and build up to some bigger possibilities I've seen. Some smaller things that I've seen is becoming a supplier to businesses already here that could allow them to have resources and things that are uncommon here but would definitely be used. One major example of this is wireless chargers. They don't take a lot of space, but I'm using a wireless charger because the phone I currently have, the charging port doesn't connect very well. So I brought a wireless charger and I've been surprised at the fascination people have with it. If I'm charging my phone, people want to see if theirs can charge too. And about over half of them, they can charge wirelessly. So a lot of them have the capability to do it, but there's no wireless chargers here. At least not commonly or readily available. I have some friends who have shops, even some electronic shops. So if I was to connect with them and bring these gadgets from somewhere, then I could bring it here and still sell it at a decent price. It is more expensive, but given its novelty, and how it can be used for many phones, people would be willing to spend the money on it. Even considering the cost of transport, even if I was to buy them myself from the States and then bring them, it could still be successful. Now, there are ways that we can make it even cheaper and better, and that's what I'm looking into, is if I can get things at wholesale or retail price. And it would be a lot better and easier if I could actually connect from China or India to here instead of, they're already established shipping lanes and shipping courses that bring a lot of materials here. So it'd be easier to work and get a smaller space since you don't need a full 20-foot container. You could share and get a smaller amount and just carry a large stock of these things. And other electronic gadgets I've looked at too. I'm just using wireless chargers as one of the main examples. But if you're able to find a way to connect directly with China or India and not to go through America first and then over, that would also bring the price down, along with doing it at retailer or bulk wholesale price. If I'm able to get those two, then I can definitely use this in a way that can be both profitable and help people's businesses. And I think it could grow from there too, starting with stocking places, but it could expand to running its own things. But it could help businesses already in place to have some novelty items that could really drive traffic to their location. So that's a really big one that I've been working on a lot this week, and I've seen a lot of possibility there if I can connect some more dots. That's similar to what I'm seeing with games, but games I want to look at tourist location. Because there's also not a lot of games here. but renting some, but working with ones already established could be good. So these are things that I see are not here and that could be here. And so that one would not take as much capital as starting a business or renting a place here. And so that's really an appealing possibility. Additionally, looking into trading, the issue is I feel a little quite overwhelmed this week on some days because it's hard for me to find people to get the specific numbers from, try as I might. So I guess part of the issue is that it doesn't make much sense to bring things from USA to here unless it's specific things that are only found in the USA. And there are some of those. And if I was doing like a USA-based shop there, that does appeal to the rich population, to those that want to feel rich. They like buying things that made in America. Clothes, electronics, other things. Perfumes even. Like, if it's just made in America, there's like parts of town where that's where they mostly sell. So if you go there, you're already rich. You're already planning on spending extra money for things. So yeah, there are some. But it makes more sense to bring it from other places. And that means that I want to be connecting two foreign countries together, which is very... I mean, this has all been out of my wheelhouse, but that's very much like... I don't know. I gotta figure out what that even looks like. Now, I have been talking with someone who helps. And he's someone I knew from before, but he's... In the time that I was gone, he changed to become a logistics manager for shipping companies and the different cities that they go to, ending in Mombasa in Kenya, and then brought here to Uganda. Like, he knows the whole process, he knows the amounts. It's been great to talk to him about that, for the 20 feet and the 40 feet containers and the way that some companies can share space and all that. It's been very interesting. So there is definitely some progress in that direction with the conversation I've had and the people I've talked to. But one of the main things I'm looking at is auto parts. And I spent that time in fixing the car. I was looking around and I saw that it's one of the only products that are more expensive here than in America, which means either that the supply is too low or the demand is too high. Either, you know, because the prices are so high. And I know from first-hand experience that the supply is too low sometimes because we've had to wait in the past. When I was here as a missionary with a mission truck that was brought to a dealership, they would still not have parts on hand. And I suspect that they went to the same place that I went to get things fixed, which was from the used car parts from a certain street where it's just full of them. You have everything from alternators to entirely new engines and everything in between. Everything. Like, if you needed a piece, it was there, and they probably had to make a model. Or if they didn't, they could wait and would get one. But the prices there were so high, especially like compared to the price of most things here, but they're even higher than American prices in most situations. So, and these are used engines from Japan. So there's huge possibility there. And then I've discussed with other people who could explain how some of them would get them from Kampala and then bring them to other places that are further away, and they're able to again increase the profit margin by substantial percentages, like hundreds of percent more than the original cost they bought it. They could sell it, because when a car is broken, you can't get to Kampala, and it would cost too much just to spend the transport there and back. So they're willing to spend high prices at places that are far from Kampala. So also within the country, there's a lot of need for and high prices for, even in these places that are generally known as poor areas, the prices can still be high, even higher there than here in Kampala. So that's a really interesting industry to look into that I've been examining. And so we'll see where that goes, but I have a lot of leeways there that kind of lean towards that direction if I can manage to make the solutions and the conclusions between all of them. So we'll go from there. We'll take it slowly. Now, when we require a lot more capital, I'm still trying to get the specific numbers and connections. But overall, that has been great. Then there have been some other people reaching out to me about finding, like, they can mine here. They have family land or whatever, and they might have some precious metals or diamonds. And it's just there. But the hard part is the transportation, and it's finding a broker who's willing to spend that money and able to get it into another country because of all the verification processes that are needed. So that's been an interesting thing that I did not expect to experience, but looked into that a little bit too. And it's one of the most complicated paths to go, but it could be very powerful. But it could also be, the money could be traced back to some of the lines are very clear and some are more confusing. So it depends on, I don't even know if I want to explore that route, but it is a route that we could explore. So that's another of the bigger things. So mostly the trading, that brings the imports, the exports, and then also the, even the precious metals or diamonds or things like that. Are all higher, but then the lower ones are bringing specific things to shops already, and even providing capital for some people to start a wholesale shop and then stocking them with some things with those same things that I referred to that I saw are not here but could be here. If they were here, I think they'd do well if they were able to start that and then stock them. That could also be an effective and powerful opportunity. So yeah, it's been a good week overall. Seen a lot, learned a lot, taken it step by step, and we will see what we can continue to learn, but at least now I have some guidance on what I need to find out, some specific numbers and some specific areas. And I have some contacts that I will get to meet with that can help me to learn about this and other fields such as construction, so that I can have a full overview and see which one is the best. I've met even more people interested in digital design, so I'm still trying to search on a way I can connect that or bring them to connections in America if possible. But that, that one I'm really not all that familiar with, but there's huge potential here. There's a lot of people interested in video editing, animation, digital design, and things like that. So if they had an easy platform that would allow them to connect them, that one could also be very powerful for both parties. So all in all, that's been most of the things that we've gone over in a nutshell. So been a great week. And yeah. Had some hard days, but I had a lot of good days too. Even the hard days had good things mixed in. So, yeah, with that, Uplift Uganda. Uplift Uganda is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode is written and produced by me, Trevor Dykes, with music and post-production by Kenny Mears. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.